Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And we are excited to be here. It is Thursday, the 26th of September, 5 p.m. Eastern. And it's hard to believe that September is almost gone, but it is. And we're entering into, October, which of course has sort of some festivities to go along with it. And then into November, which will begin the Thanksgiving Christmas season. It's hard to believe that the end of the year is coming as quickly as it has, but it is. And like the year, we are continuing to progress here on the Stevie Anderson Radio Show, episode 6 this week. We're going to be talking about setting goals and about staying motivated and dealing with distractions. Our show, Stevie, is kind of like fine wine. It just kind of gets better as we do it. And I think it's been a fun 6 episodes. But I think today is really an important day because I know for myself, I work in a job that I have a cell phone, a desk phone. I've got people, that contact me on those things, plus Skype, plus so many other things. And as I'm looking at the goals that I'm setting for myself, it's really easy to become distracted by all of these things pulling your way and all these things that kind of create space in your life. And I think it's really important that we talk about those things because I know that in setting goals is the only way we're really going to be able to accomplish anything. But, man, the distractions in this world are just so intense. And so I'm glad to be on the radio with you again today.
Yes, Tim. I think we tend to forget how strong the definition of distractions really is. You know, the definition of distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Let me say it again. It's a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Well, you see Tim out in the restaurant. You go out to eat. Mm-hmm. And you see a male and a female, or couples. You see one of the couples, it could be male or female, a couple, someone's texting. They're texting, and when they're texting, they're not giving full attention to the next person. And that's a distraction. Distractions even just going social media itself. And you think about how many people just texting alone, the distraction it is. I find myself, and I know I should be doing it, and I know this is totally wrong, what I'm about to say. I text before driving, and you find yourself in an addiction. You just keep doing it and say, I'm texting, driving, which is totally against the rules. You should not be texting at all. But you find yourself trying to get one little text out, just one. All of a sudden, you can find yourself in a ditch. You can hit someone. You can kill yourself or someone else. And I've had one in my hometown that was a friend of the family's that has happened to someone we knew had happened years ago. And said it's probably texting on the phone. So that's a distraction. And social media, you're working at work. Someone's trying to get on Facebook. Someone's trying to go over here. Just going different avenues of the computer. Totally losing focus of their goals. And the main thing we're talking about, even the youth, even adults, Tim, is that when you have a goal set, you can't find yourself veering off the road. You can't find yourself getting off the track. You can't take pit stops. And pit stops are distractions. You can't finish the race you take from the pit stops. And that's what we tend to do in life. And we just do not take the definition distraction seriously. We tend to forget about it all the time. All the time. We forget about it. And it's something so easy to that you could tend to forget, distractions. Who's going to talk about distractions? But distractions exist in everyone's life. I mean, people, kids from 11 years of age all the way to adults that's 100 and we have a relative, she's 100, I think she's going 105 right now. But, yeah, I mean, so it don't matter. You can still get distracted. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, and about how many distractions, how easy it is to get off course of your goals.
How do you, I mean, Stevie, what kind of distractions do you face as being a professional athlete? You know, I'm sure you have to set goals that are, you know, that are fairly intense, and you've got to kind of, you're doing a lot to strive toward those goals, but what kind of distractions, I mean, what kind of things do you find are the most difficult to deal with? I mean, not just the petty little distractions, but what do you find to be distractions that are most difficult to deal with as a professional athlete, as a person who has to perform at a high level?
I think as an athlete, myself as a professional athlete, I think ex-professional athlete pursuing professional golf, the distraction is personal distractions with people. That's not with problems that you have to tend to once you get home or on the way to practice. Family issues. If you making sure one's okay and everyone's safe. Some people do, some people don't. I've been that way. But I think the personal problems will find yourself getting off course. It can be even, I say when you, to achieve as a professional athlete, pretty much a smooth road from getting distractions, some of the distractions, you need to have someone, say like a personal assistant, but a personal assistant that you can trust, someone that is like a sponge, in a sense, that they're with you, they're on your side. They listen to your problems. They see your problems that you're going through that no one else sees. And they feel your pain. They listen to you. Not an agent. Your agent is not your personal assistant. And I think that's where a lot of athletes get thrown off course. Your agent is not your friend so much. He's there for you to help you and negotiate. But the personal assistant, no, because he has things he has to take care of, business he has to take care of. He has to take care of other athletes. And you'll find yourself, athletes and permanent agent, to be their friend and be there for them all the time. They can't do that. But when you have a personal assistant, someone can take care of your bills. Someone can take care of your phone calls. If you're out and I say, well, if you're going to go by the grocery store, could you pick this up? Simple things. You know, give them the money, give them whatever it is, the finances to take care of your business. That clears your mind. And the clearer your mind is, the more you can focus. I talked to a friend, and we were mentioning the LPGA, Ladies Professional Golf Association. And look at the Korean girls. They are wrapping it up. And you and I both are from the United States. But I give credit when credit is due. I see it. That's how I was raised. My mom raised that way. If the person is talented, they're talented. Don't matter what anyone thinks, that's just the way they are. They're good. Well, the FPGA, they're focused. But you can see their parents, too, down the road, years when they was little kids, how they, this is what you're going to do. Focus right here. They know exactly what they're going to do. We're here in the United States. Well, let them make their minds up down the road. My younger brother, we knew that he was going to play professional football. Now, we wanted to make sure he got there. We knew at 7 years old he's going to play receiver. That's it. Now, that's it worked out. He made it. He got retirement. He made it. But that's the distractions, and it helps when you have someone, like I say, a personal assistant, or whomever their professional athletes are, or professional athlete myself, if you're dealing with whoever you're around, it could be in a relationship, it could be relationships of people that you're dealing with, male friends that's on your team that have your support. That's how you get there. But when you have problems that's going on over here, or if someone needs to take care of business over here and take care of, that slowly throw your focus off. And you know, Tim, too, coming from where I'm from, when you come from a small country town, when you get out in the real world, into the cities, you know, in a city, you need to ask questions to get the right help for a personal assistant if you don't have one, so you can get on the right track. It's just so different. It leads so many different ways, Tim, but I would say at the end of the day, you need to have someone that you can trust, that their personal assistant, to take care of the little things so you can handle the big things when they come up. You know, like I say, even just from bills, take care of the bills, take care of the grocery, just kind of make things smooth for you while you're out there focusing on your career and your job as a professional athlete. Mm. Like a secretary that you can trust. And I know it's, and athletes don't have that. I wish I'd had that when I was growing up. I didn't have that when I was playing. But that now I do, and it's making a difference. It helps.
Sure. And what about mentors, Stevie? And I don't mean mentors. I mean, I don't mean coaches. I mean, I know that's important too. But, you know, how does the presence of people around you who are mentoring you at any age, but especially when you're younger, how do you feel like that makes a difference in dealing with distractions and keeping dreams alive and those kinds of things?
It means everything. It's another way to prevent distractions, another way to keep moving forward, reach your goal. A mentor is definitely key. That's another part of the relationship, a group relationship that you have. You have your group. And within that group, you have a mentor. You have the personal assistant. It's because when you have someone that you can look up to, and you will always have, that's why God made, that's why we have newborn babies, and someone just was born, and you have 17-year-olds, you have 7-year-olds, and people behind us, so they can look up to us. You know, when you have a mentor, someone can talk to, it helps you see better. Mm. It's like, you know, when you're driving down in the city, you cut the lights off, it gets dark, you still can see. Well, I'm out there, where I'm from, way back in the country, and my town where my dad was raised, my mom was raised, if you cut the lights off in the car, you can't see anything. But when you have someone that's in that area, that's been in that area for years, that's the mentor, they can tell you which way to go down the road or what to expect, what's coming up next, how to look at it, how to take the approach of the situation. So mentor is everything. It's huge. That's number one. A mentor is the key. And this is what, as athletes, you need to have. And just not just athletes, you have to have it just period. People, period, you need a mentor. Because during your lifetime, many times, you're going to have pitfalls in life, and you need to look up to someone, be able to ask some questions, and someone that's going to look in your eye and tell you the truth, whether you like it or not, male or female. People don't like the truth. But you need to just get the truth and show you why and explain why. You know, Tim, when I came back from professional football, I was playing, and my older brother taught me a lot of things. He did. He didn't know what receivers, how to run routes as a receiver on the professional football level or what to see. But he told me what to see because he played defensive back. He got drafted to San Diego Chargers, so he told me what to look at, what to expect, because he was covering some of the most talented receivers you want to see back then. the receivers, and I don't want to go off the road about receivers talent wise, but it was some of the most talented receivers you want to see back in those days. They had it all. So he would tell me things. So what happened, Tim, when I got to that level, I was able to show my brother and tell him why. This is where you need to be at. And he'd say, why? This is why. You do this, this is what's going to happen, whether you like it or not. If you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. That's what a mentor does.
Right. I know, so for myself, I'm not an athlete, but I know for myself, even just in raising a family and just, you know, chasing a career and just so many different things, it's always nice to have somebody. Or for my case, I have several somebodies I can call and say, man, you know, I'm just really struggling with this, or I just don't know what to do. I've got a couple of different choices, or is this even, you know me, and is this even something I ought to pursue? Because sometimes, you know, these distractions, you don't really recognize them at first. Sometimes they can be a little bit of a wolf in sheep's clothing, you know? And so you find yourself down a road you weren't expecting to go down, and having people around you, I just think in the council of many of these mentors, there's safety in that, and I think it's important for people as they're setting their goals and as they're finding themselves in life that there are people that they can call and they can reach out to.
It makes a difference, Tim. It really does. And it totally makes a difference. How many times do you think people get distracted a day? People probably tend to even think about it, how many distractions they face on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably looking at probably people getting distracted at least, 20, 30 times a day at the least, sometimes probably 50. It's a little distraction.
Right.
It's getting thrown off course.
Right.
And that's stress. That's the stress that you don't even see.
That's right.
You think about people on Facebook. They're supposed to be taking care of their business once they get home. Some people, of course, have to work once they get home from work. And what's happening is that they're actually not doing their job. They're on Facebook trying to see if who's going to call, who has written them back or anything. Or they're texting again. Or the social media, period.
Right.
But you see it. You see it every time you go out to a restaurant. You see the distractions. Just you can sit there. Someone's going to be texting on the phone or someone's talking. So basically, they're not giving that person full attention. But if that person was to get up and walk out, then they'd be like, what happened? You weren't giving them full attention.
Right.
And distraction, right. again, distraction is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. When you're
right.
on a professional level,
right.
when you're on a professional level, I do remember this. I'm playing professional football. They would film you, even on the side.
Mm-hmm.
They still do it today. They'll film you while you're out there practice. And you find yourself, many times you find yourself out there kind of goofing off, not paying attention. And the coach be running the play, and all of a sudden he just call you out. Anderson, what are you doing over there? You'd be, you know, just kind of like hitting one of your buddies on the shoulder pads, just not in focus.
Right.
So were you paying attention to that play? You weren't paying attention. All of a sudden, now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble. Now you know the coach is not. He saw that you weren't paying attention. Now you're like, oh man, I messed up. Now he didn't mess up, but he was just letting you know to pay attention, that to stay focused, because you never know. Any player can go down at any time, or someone can be tired. They need another play. You just never know. It could be a shoestring. It could be a broken strap on your pad that's broken. You have to go in. You need to know the play. If you don't know the play, running routes, you can hurt another receiver if you run the wrong route. If you have one receiver running a crossing route and another receiver, tight end, running a crossing route, you can literally run into each other. You're paralyzed. You hurt anything.
Right.
So you need
right.
to pay attention. But we just distraction. Yes, distraction. It's huge, but we tend to forget about it, Tim, all the time.
Right.
few. We have a couple of callers that have called in. So are you ready to take a couple of calls? All right, here we go.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, caller. This is Tim and Stevie. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Okay. I'm hearing
you. I hung up. Okay, I got one other one here. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hey, caller. This is Tim and Stevie. What's your name?
My name is Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Can you guys hear me okay?
I can.
Great. So you guys are talking about distraction. And, you know, basically my entire day at work is just a constant distraction. Not only do I have email coming in, text messaging from friends, my Facebook account, you know, ideas I have for business, and I'm supposed to be focusing on my job, and it's really difficult and challenging to figure out, you know, where I should put my time each and every day.
Mm. Yeah, I think that, I think a lot of us, I know I'm in the same boat, Leanne. I mean, I have two phones, and I have everything, and my phones now make me more connected than ever before. So people can seem to call me anytime, and they can... And they can, it's just amazing, you know. So,
I mean, they can reach us 24/7, which just seems crazy. But I have this amazing assistant at work. And what I think is important is she's a gatekeeper for me. And I think it's important that everybody, whether you're a professional athlete or just, you know, a salesperson like myself or even the VP of sales at my company, they all have like a gatekeeper. And I think that that's so important because the gatekeeper filters everything that the athlete or the VP doesn't need to know. So only the important things get through.
That's right. I agree with you. I think, Leanne, that what's important about that is I know I was the principal of a school for a while, and I really had the privilege of having my wife be my secretary. That, not everybody gets to have that, but she used to do that for me. She used to only send me the things that I needed to know about. She routed the things that somebody else could take care of. But then she also, I think the other piece of that personal assistant is that there's somebody you can trust and they can get you out of situations too. You know, like somebody would come in and I'd be in a meeting. She would automatically know that this meeting is going too long and she would come and pull me out to go take me to do something else to get me out of that way, out of the way so that some of these distractions that kind of create themselves, you know, I like to call it the tyranny of the urgent. You know, it takes away some of that. And in your position, I'm sure that you find that there's a lot of urgency that kind of makes its way to your desk. And it really wasn't all that urgent, and it wasn't really something you needed to take care of.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's personal life, too. I mean, for example, I was watching the other day on TV, it was something about Mike Tyson and everything that was going on with him. And so I Googled, you know, just him in general, his network to see what he went through. And that led to his vacant mansions, which led to me researching somebody else that had vacant mansions, which led to wills. And like the whole thing was nothing but a distraction. But with our cell phone, I mean, we're able to get information on a drop of a dime. So it's so easy to become, you know, it's basically just background noise. And it's so hard sometimes, you know, to get that background noise out of the way.
It's something too, Tim, like she's saying, Leanne, like you're saying, is that when you can find yourself just how you can start Googling, and that does happen, it veers off to another direction, and it's keep veering off and veering off. And
yeah,
you find yourself 15 minutes down the road veering off.
That's right.
You know, and you,
15 minutes? Mine's like an hour.
That's so true. That's so true.
Yeah.
And that was on Facebook,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes 2 or 3 hours.
It happens on Facebook. You start wishing everybody a happy birthday, and you've lost half a day. I mean, it's
oh yeah, and then, yeah, which leads to some of the other gossip. My mom's calling me, telling me, "Did I read this? Or I see this?" And she's read it on Facebook, so it's the gossipful. It's so funny.
I know. It's true.
At the end of the day, we wonder why we're so mentally tired because
we're getting
distracted about just social media itself, just worldly things.
Right.
We're getting distracted. Lose our focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my focus is lost every day. Is there any kind of advice that you can give to help me sort of keep my focus or, you know, to, other than my gatekeeper, I have an amazing gatekeeper, which I think is totally important, but, like, what is your advice to, I mean, have either one of you, other than your wife, I mean, it's such a big responsibility, and you have to find somebody that actually has your back, even if you're in a fight or something like that, somebody that's not going to, you know, tell your story to the next person or tell your story to a coworker. Like, you have to have a level of trust and, you know, somebody there that just has your back in general. Like, what is your advice to finding that person, and have you both found that other than family?
Tim, what do you think, Tim? Leah, I would say, other than family, sometime when you find yourself around friends these days, you have to actually treat them like an interview. You really do, to really find out they're really, really true. A lot of times, I know playing professional football, I would say, what am I used to play professional football with a receiver, Ron Yarbrough, either LaShawn Johnson, running back out of Green Bay. Well, I'd tell LaShawn, I need help over here in this particular field, whatever. And he would give me someone, he would know someone. I have a good friend, a great friend, and I put my trust in LaShawn for this person to see what they can actually get done for me and if they're very, 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 very truthful about it. And that's just, that was the way I did things. And it, at the end of the day, it did help. But that would be my way. Tim, what do you think?
Well, I think, Leanne, that the way that I've always done it, I have had many assistants over the years, some of them fresh out of the box, you know, like right out of school, and some of them with a lot of experience. And I can tell you that I never, ever underestimate the power of two things. Number one, making sure that you keep the main thing the main thing. I mean, what I mean by that is, you know, even if you have to write down, a lot of times I got to write down for myself on a piece of paper and stick it on my desk, what is it that I'm really, you know, what is it really that's the main thing for me? And what, so that I can discern the main thing from the distractions. That's the number one thing. And then the number two thing, and that updates all the time, by the way. I mean, you know, because like you, my job changes, and I have changing things that are important. I also have things that are personal that I've got to keep on the top of the list. Those things change. So I think that's the first thing. And then the second thing for me is never underestimate, once you've done that and once you've made it some clear in your mind, you know, what's the main thing, and once you have a way to kind of keep that fresh, never underestimate the power of your own gut. And I can tell you right now, I'll hire an assistant. I'll try him out for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to have a pretty good gut feeling that this is either not going very well, or this is starting to improve, or that there's some real simpatico there. There's some real synergy that's happening. And, you know, it doesn't mean that after 3 weeks you're going to know everything, because you're not. But the truth is, you know, give it enough time, you know, that you can make a decision. But as soon as you feel like this isn't going anywhere, give yourself a break and let them go and go on to the next one. Because I have had to go through a couple in order to find that to be true, and it's gut-wrenching. I agree. But the truth is, that's the only way you're going to really find a person you have true simpatico with in the future. And so thanks so much for calling, Leanne. We appreciate your call. Stevie, listen, we've got another caller on the line, and we only got just a minute left, so I just want to get this person in.
All right.
Hey, caller, we don't have much time, but we welcome you to the show. What's your name? Hello?
I can't hear him. I think time is up,
okay.
Right, Tim?
Well, that's all right. That's okay. Maybe they just accidentally called us or something. I don't know. All right, Stevie.
Okay.
Well, man, the time is up, if you can believe it. It's already over. And maybe we can continue this discussion. Thanks a lot to Leanne for calling in. That was really great. Glad to have anybody call who'd like to. If you're our guest, if you're listening right now and you would like to come back in 2 weeks, we'll be back, and we would welcome your calls anytime. Thanks so much for being a part of our show this week. We appreciate everything that you are doing to make the world a better place for those around you, and also for holding out for the things that are most important, which are your family and faith, friends. And we are just glad to have you be a part of the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on Blog Talk Radio Network. Catch you next time in 2 weeks as we'll talk more about what makes life full and keeps your motivation high. God bless. See you next time.